Well, if he hasn't touched it yet, then you want him to get up there and put his hands on it and help you carry it.
I'd say come here and hit me.
Uh-huh. Well, I was wondering particularly if you'd say grab hold or take hold or get hold or...
Grab hold or anything would work there.
Pretty good. Just to see it on then would work.
And then when you got where you wanted to go and you wanted him to take his hands away, what would you tell him?
Let go.
Tell it would go.
That made me think of an old boy digging a well up there at level one time. They had it about 100 feet deep and couldn't talk any water. And the old man down there, and he'd tart down, he'd tell this old boy, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. And he's got him down about the right place, and he turned the handle loose and let it go. He said let it go, and he did, you know, let the handle go.
Oh, my goodness.
Ran him off about 20 feet.
And then caught him again?
No, he didn't catch him. He said he hit the water.
Wow.
That's a rough joke. He didn't really like that, you know.
No.
But he'd holler and let it go, let it go.
If someone tells funny stories that are good and funny, and he can take a joke and things like that, you say he has a good sense of what?
Humor, ain't it? His sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Good fella. A fella that can tell jokes, you know, that all are telling jokes on you, he ought to be a fella that could take jokes.
Yeah.
He ought to be sensitive about that, you know. If you tell one on me, and I tell one on you, if you tell jokes on me, and then I tell one on you, you ought to be sensitive enough to bear out with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's not a joke, is it? If you know you can do something perfect, and you give it an opportunity and you just sort of botch it up, what would you tell the man if you want to have another try?
I can't understand it. I don't understand.
Would you say, give me another chance?
Yeah, or? Yeah, I'd say, give me another chance.
Well, I think that's pretty universal. I know I need a lot of those other chances.
Me too. A lot of them.
Oh, here's one. Suppose somebody comes in here that you're not particularly fond of, and he just sits around and sits around and sits around. And you take your wife in the kitchen, and she says, why do you want him here? What might you say to her?
I don't know. I'd say, well, he's my friend.
Well, let's say he's not your friend particularly, but you don't want to offend him. Would you say, I want to get rid of him, or I want to get shut of him, or?
Probably you'd say, I want to hate to hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Very cool, huh? Let's see who's that is.
That's pretty thick up.
It's just as cool and nice. It gets hot sometimes, but it's not getting hot now.
Maybe
the flame
didn't.
It might. There's a little fan down underneath it there that blows air up through it. And that helps. Oh boy. Those do, and you know, if they get, the hotter they get, the weaker the tubes get.
Yeah.
Or it puts more strain on them or something. Would you say I want to get rid of him?
Yeah, I think if he kind of a nuisance fella and didn't like him much, you know, I'd say trying to get shut on him somewhere. I don't know how to work a fella off like that, do you?
No, I don't either. I just usually sit down and enjoy him.
Yeah. Until he gets
funny. Hard to do, though, isn't it?
Sometimes it
find
is.
Find somebody that you don't care a thing about and accept as an amusement to.
Well, I get disturbed when these people come to the door and try to lecture me on religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because they aren't concerned with me, they're concerned with them. And they don't care what I'm doing, it doesn't make any difference.
I guess this would be on that record. We have these Jehovah's Witnesses here.
Those are the ones I mean.